From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says the role of his party is to create a democratic alternative to the ZANU-PF party. That's the party of President Robert Mugabe, who is being placed under military custody.
Remember, this is an intra-ZANU-PF struggle. It has nothing to do with the people. The people have yet to decide what form of government they need.
In the first round of negotiations over how President Robert Mugabe will leave power, the Zimbabwean leader met Thursday with the army commander who put him under house arrest and mediators, including South African cabinet ministers and a Catholic priest. At least 10 people have been killed and many more were wounded by a suicide bomb attack near a political gathering in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Kabul Police Chief Spokesman Abul Basir Mujahid.
7 policemen were martyred in this incident and sacrificed their lives to prevent civilian casualties, and 7 others were wounded. 2 civilians were martyred, and 3 others were wounded.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility, while the Taliban denied involvement. Both groups want to impose a harsh version of Islamic law on Afghanistan. The top U.S. representative at the International Climate Talk says the Trump administration still plans to pull out of the Paris Accord, but remains committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Judith Garber told the forum Washington remains open to rejoining the Paris Agreement under terms more favorable to the American people. Meantime, she says the United States will continue to be a leader in clean energy and innovation and remains committed to mitigating greenhouse gas emissions. This is VOA News. Scarlett Vitanovich reports Lebanon's Saad al-Hariri is expected to leave Saudi Arabia for France within 48 hours before flying home to Beirut to officially submit his resignation as Lebanese prime minister.
French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanon's recently resigned prime minister for a visit, but says it's not an offer of exile. It's an attempt by the French leader to diffuse brewing tensions in the Middle East. Lebanese President Michel Aoun refused to accept his prime minister's resignation, accusing the Saudis of holding Hariri hostage and calling it an act of aggression. Saudi Arabia denies detaining the prime minister or coercing him to quit.
That's reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. The Trump administration is preparing to allow hunters to import the remains of elephants they kill in Zambia and Zimbabwe. Bill Gallo reports the decision reverses a ban on that act imposed by the Obama administration in 2014.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it is reversing the Obama-era ban because it believes hunting these species could bring much-needed revenue back into conservation. The agency also said it may spur local communities towards conservation efforts. Overall, elephant populations have declined by 30% in 18 countries between 2007 and 2014, with just more than 350,000 still alive in the wild. The U.S. lists African elephants as a threatened species. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United Nations Security Council voted Thursday on rival U.S. and Russian proposals for extending the mandate of a body to set up and investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Martin Segrist reports on the outcome.
Russia cast its 10th veto Thursday on United Nations Security Council action on Syria since the war began in 2011. The vote blocked a U.S.-drafted resolution to renew an international inquiry into who is to blame for chemical weapons attacks in Syria. The mandate for the joint inquiry by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons expires at midnight. Russia withdrew its rival draft resolution to renew the inquiry shortly before the Council vote on the U.S. draft. Martin Segrist, VOA News.
3 United Nations agencies have renewed pleas to a Saudi-led coalition to lift a blockade that has halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen. The organizations warn that the lives of untold thousands of people are at stake. The agency said 7 million people are at risk of famine in Yemen, and that number could increase by an additional 3 million or more. Last week, the coalition closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels near the Saudi capital of Riyadh. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.